Jesse and Jules. This is Hit.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
And if you want a good laugh this morning, on our Facebook, Hit WA, I've posted this thing that says, what's the most awkward wrong text that you've sent? Because it does happen. Mm. Happens to the best of us, right? But Annie actually jumped on and she said that her very first awkward text, she said it's very, very bad. Her ex-husband was waiting in line to order food and she was sitting with the kids at the table so she could see him, right? So what she thought she would actually do is send a really dirty text message to him to make him laugh.
Oh, my God.
While he was standing line alone. So off she went. She's writing this text, right? And she's pressed send and she's watching him and waiting for him to get it.
Yeah.
But he didn't, like, flinch or anything like that. Didn't even pull his phone out of his pocket. So she's like, okay, and then he stepped up to order. So she waited for him to come over to the table. He comes over to the table and she's like, babe, like, did you get my text?
Yeah.
And he's like, what text? Pulls out his phone, no text message on there.
Oh, no.
She had just sent it to the real estate agent that they just had a meeting with. So she had to send a quick apology and an explanation.
Yeah.
And the real estate agent replied with, oh, damn, I thought it was my lucky day.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you do want to have a good laugh, jump onto our Facebook, Hit WA.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Now, on Monday's show, I asked you a favour. And that was to call a hotel that I'd stayed at in Perth on Saturday night for your birthday.
Yeah, now, we were going to call them yesterday, but unfortunately you're a bit unwell, so I thought, well...
Well, yeah, this is what happened, right? So I left a jacket at this hotel on Saturday night, and that Sunday morning I actually had 20 minutes to get out of my room, so I kind of left it in a little bit of a state.
Right. How much of a state are we talking?
Well, I mean, the tequila Red Bulls and tequila shots just did not sit well with me.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, so what happened was...
Not just untidy.
Yeah, however you want to describe it, whatever. So I really wanted to get my new jacket back that I just bought for your birthday. It cost me a fair bit, but I was also very embarrassed to call.
Right.
Because I was like, damn it, they're going to know that that was my room, right?
Yeah.
So I finally got around to checking my bank balance in my on my card through my statements, because I was petrified about doing that.
Oh, that there'd be like a cleaning fee or something on it?
No, well, mainly just how much I'd spent on Saturday night.
Right. Okay.
But yes, I was like, I needed to check my account balance to see if this hotel had taken out a cleaning fee. Once I got over the shock of my account being minus $536 from drinks alone, I realised that they hadn't actually charged me a cleaning bill. So I thought...
So small win.
In with the clear here, can give them a call.
Chase up your jacket.
But then this happened.
All right, perfect. So it doesn't look like that we sold the room again last night. So they are just going through the process of cleaning that today.
Okay.
What I will need to do is I'll need to get in contact with our housekeeping team just to find out whether or not that item was found in the room for you.
Okay.
Is it okay if I take down some contact details and I'll give you a call back as soon as I've heard back from my housekeeping team?
That'd be great. Yeah, thank you. I'm literally dead. I ring them thinking they've cleaned my room. There's no cleaning bill. And she goes, oh, no, sorry, we actually haven't cleaned it yet.
We just haven't looked at it yet.
Oh. I have been monitoring my bank account, just waiting for them to charge my credit card.
Have you just emptied your bank account out so they can't charge your card all at overdraw?
Okay, the thing is, I did consider that.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, my God, I might get more fees. I don't know. I mean, it's not like there's much to empty out anyway.
No, true. But not after Saturday night.
That's where I'm at. I'll keep you updated, though, with what's happening. I haven't received any phone call yet, but I'm sweating over this.
I bet you are.
All I want is my bloody jacket.
Oh, cleaning fees. It's not a fun time.
That drink bill, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Next level.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
G'day, Josh from Bunners. Now, who would you like to go up against this morning?
I'll go against Jules.
Damn it.
First correct answer of the
damn
day.
Damn it. Okay.
Quizmaster Jesse. All right, Josh.
I'm happy to go up against you, Josh, but, yeah, you know I suck at this.
I mean, you've had a couple of wins.
Yeah, I mean, but then it shows just how, like, dumb I really am.
Now, Josh, five questions on the board here, mate. Just going to buzz in with your name, but if you do get it wrong, then the other person gets a free shot at it, okay?
Yeah.
Can you just let us know if it's a multiple choice, though, before you read out that question, so we don't buzz in?
How does Josh feel about that?
Do you agree, Josh?
Yeah,
that's fair. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Question number one. Which famous Aussie horse retired this year after winning 33 races?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Is it?
Yeah, is it Winx? Why is it...
It is Winx.
I was going to say Farla. It is Winx. Okay.
All right, question number two. KFC's original recipe chicken is one of the most famous trade secrets in the catering industry.
Yeah.
How many herbs and spices?
Josh
is straight in there.
I cannot 12. Lose this.
Sorry, what was that, Josh?
Was it 12?
Oh, mate.
That's 11, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, don't give her the answer. Oh, no. Oh, you've had a mare there, mate. All right. All right, Josh. She's up 2-0, but it is best of five, so you can still bring it back. And the next one is a multiple choice geography question.
Oh, you got me on this one, Josh.
Okay. As mountains go, what is the most iconic landmark of South Africa? Is it A?
Oh! You should have said that before you read
I
that
I did.
Out.
I said multiple choice geography.
Okay, I should listen.
Josh is about to get a point for your attitude.
Sorry, I'm coughing. I'm always weed myself.
Is it A, Table Mountain, B, Chair Mountain, or C, Bench Mountain?
Josh.
Oh,
Josh, get in there, son.
I'm a guess. Table Mountain.
Oh, spot on.
That was a guess. Have you got it?
Yep. Back in the game.
Well done to you, man. 2-1. Seriously, I wouldn't have got it anyway.
All right. This does have a Game of Thrones spoiler in it, so for anyone
who does it? Do you watch GOT, Josh?
Yeah, I watch it.
Okay, well, good. I don't at the moment, so.
On the last episode of Game of Thrones, there was another editing blunder. What was it?
I don't know.
I didn't read this. I only read the first blunder.
Spoke about
this. I knew the one before.
The coffee cup?
This one.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, I knew the coffee cup before.
Jamie Lannister looked like he had his hand come back, the one that was cut off.
Oh, but they didn't green screen it out.
Yeah, they didn't cut it out in one of the... Just one little snippet of it snuck through.
Right.
All right, so we're 2-1. Josh, I tell you what, if you can tie this up here, mate, we'll go to a tiebreaker.
Sounds good.
We do.
Yeah. Jules could take the win here, though. True or false? Western Australia is home to the longest stretch of straight railway in the world. Josh?
I'll say true.
Spot on! The Indian Pacific.
Oh, I thought you were going to make us, like, say which train line it was.
Nah.
I was like,
you said true or false.
Come on, Jules. You got to pay attention.
Oh, you know I don't.
All right. I'm running out of I'm running out of time here, and I got to get these tiebreaker questions.
Hey, give
open.
Me the envelope so I can open it, because you've got one arm.
I only got one hand at the moment, so.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Tiebreaker question. How many teams are there in the AFL?
Josh.
Are you kidding me?
Go on, Josh, mate. Steal this away at the dying moments.
Is it 18?
He's got it! That is the greatest victory this game has ever seen.
Josh, congratulations. He's scooped up a $140 voucher to spend at Pan Pacific. Well done to you. But I'm not going to lie, if you were up against Jesse in that one, I reckon you would have lost.
Great choice.
Luckily, you chose me.
Great choice, mate.
Yeah.
Have a fantastic Wednesday.
Yeah, would it?
That one is back again tomorrow and could be so exciting just like that.
Literally, I just feel like everyone's going to choose me now. You can tell I don't listen. At all.
All thanks to Pan Pacific. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth. Let's go!
Trending now at hits.com.au.
Can you believe that Eurovision is on once again?
I still blows my mind that we're in Eurovision.
Right. Now, we have been a part of Eurovision, since 2015, I believe, when Guy Sebastian represented us.
Yeah.
He came actually fifth.
Yeah, it did quite well.
Which, tonight again, but with Dami Im, actually... reaching, I think she got to number two.
Oh.
Like, she came second.
Yeah, okay.
Back in 2016. That's the closest we've actually ever gotten. But apparently, Kate Miller-Heike is actually one of the favourites to win
this
year. Yes. Now, this is after her sensational performance in the semi-finals. I've got a little bit of it for you.
It starts out very British, and I was a bit surprised by the way it's kind of like an old, kind of, yeah, almost royal song.
Yeah, I was thinking like more opera, like opera.
But then when it changes,
in the beach rock.
And then you're like, oh yeah,
yeah.
There's that Eurovision discotheque.
Absolutely right. They had to throw that in there. Here's the thing, though. The song is actually called like Zero Gravity, and the song is actually about her experience with postnatal depression.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
okay.
So there is like a bit of a story behind that. So Sunday morning is the grand final. So that's where she'll be performing to make it through there.
Oh, man. Wouldn't it be just awesome but bizarre if we won Eurovision?
I know. I really wish that Jessica Malboy won last year, though.
Yeah.
I mean, even that Fibrace guy, Isaiah Fibrace, the year before.
Yeah.
We did so well. I mean, even to make, like, to place in top 20.
If I feel like once we win it, we'll win it one day because everyone's like, yeah, we love Australia. Yeah. And then we'll never win it again.
Yeah, that is very true. If you do want to find out what else is trending, hit.com.au is where you need to go.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Jesse, it's been all over the news, a petition that has been launched to support Assistant Principal Mr. Walton here at Eaton's Community College.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen this like petition that's going around that's happening for tomorrow for people to support him because they're finally making a decision on a fight that happened back in March at the school.
All over the news at the moment.
Which was recorded on iPhone, so obviously they have footage of it. Now, I've got Tash Young Sedatory on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Well, thank you. Now, just give us a bit of a backstory on what happened back in March.
Well, it's come as new news to me as well. But there was a pre-planned fight on the oval between a couple of students. Mr. Walton was out there to try and break the fight up. Mm-hmm. And one student, maybe got a bit out of hand, and Mr. Walton ended up having to restrain him on the ground, and since then Mr. Walton's been stood down.
It's just incredible. Like, I just don't understand, like, how people can let their kids treat teachers this way. Because that's the story that I keep hearing, is that the kids are, you know, acting up here.
The kid in question and his friend are well known to the Eaton community. They have been terrorising Eaton pretty much over the last year or so.
Okay.
They have done numerous things, and Mr. Walton is one of the only people that has actually stood up to them. Our kids got put into lockdown at the school, and Mr. Walton, because there was kids there with knives, and Mr. Walton was the only person that went out to front it to try and defuse the situation.
I mean, tough position to be in. I think teachers have it so hard these days to try and defuse a situation like that, but as well, you know, not, I mean, what do you do when there's two boys, like, you know, trying to fight and you're trying to break it up? Now, I have seen a lot of things online of past students mainly who talk and do nothing but praise Mr. Walton. And Tash, I mean, you've had some experience with him as well too, and just how incredible of an assistant principal he is, but also just a bloke in the community.
Oh, exactly. My niece attended Eaton Community College. She graduated last year. I was at her graduation. All of the students were getting hugs from Mr. Walton, and they all just think the world of him.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of ex-students. I'm fairly confident the petition that's been started has been started by an ex-student who was bullied, who Mr. Walton helped out a lot while he was at Eaton Community College. I've had to deal with Mr. Walton when my kids have been subject to bullying, and he's one of the only people I know that actually follows through with what he says he's going to do, and you trust that it's going to get resolved.
And
he's very approachable. He is just a lovely man, and it is better off with him here.
And as a parent, does it make you, like, teachers like that must be worth their weight in gold?
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Because you entrust your pride and joy to go to school each day. And to hear stories that they're being bullied, like, it would break your heart to know that someone's there actually invested in looking out for them and that it's not just a job to them. That must mean the world to you as a parent, right?
Oh, exactly. I feel a lot safer knowing when my kids go off to school, Mr. Walton's there and he's got their back. He's there for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, oh, gosh. Those are that's what you want.
The most incredible kind of teachers.
Yeah. It's a shame that, like, you know what I mean, this, what has happened, you know, could force him to not do it anymore, not to be a teacher, which is where it's really sad. Now, if you want to find out about the what's happening tomorrow, on Facebook, there is an event called Stand In for Mr. Walton, which you'll find out all the details to support this assistant principal. Tash, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. And, you know, all the best for tomorrow. I hope you get a really good turnout.
Not a problem. Thank you. And we are going to have a signing book down there tomorrow. If anyone just wants to pop past, write a message down for Mr. Walton. And we'll try and get it to him as soon as we can.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
This Wednesday, which means it's time to sharpen up midweek, get the mind racing.
Yeah.
Word Association Wednesday.
I find that it never really does anything to me but risk my job.
It's a fun time for everyone involved.
Now, we've got 10 words each and 20 seconds on the clock. What we need to do is read out a list of 10 words to one another, and the first thing that pops into your mind has to be said. And it has to happen within those 20 seconds.
Yeah, you got to punch through them as quick as you possibly can. Now, do you want to go first this morning?
Sure.
All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
Wait, are you reading?
Yes.
Okay. Ready? Here we go.
Pizza.
Pasta.
RuPaul.
Drag race.
Naplan.
School.
KFC.
Chicken.
Election.
Prime Minister.
Lollipop.
Kid.
Eurovision.
Song contest.
Pregnancy.
Baby bump.
Emergency.
Hospital.
Frankie.
Oh,
yes! Finally, you have not got it.
Frankie.
Yeah. Did it throw you?
Yeah, really threw
me. We were
me.
Just talking about Frankie, who is Ariana Grande's brother.
Oh, yeah.
Who was at RuPaul's Drag Race finale with Dee McCarthy.
Damn it. Was that the last one?
Yeah.
Pipped at the post. Okay. All right. You ready?
No, never. You know I'm never ready for this.
Here we go.
Okay.
Eurovision.
Singing.
Scar.
On body.
Lollipop.
Lick.
Pregnant.
Not pregnant.
Election.
Pauline Hanson.
Hotel.
Room.
Taxi.
Spew.
ScoMo.
Polly.
Bill Shorten. Oh.
Oh, another Polly. What?
Bill Shorten and then Dean McCarthy was the last one. He was a gimme.
President, I would have said for Dean McCarthy.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Now, I did not make this up. Domino's have come out over in New Zealand releasing the Hawaiian spaghetti pizza.
I mean, the whole pineapple issue aside, just canned spaghetti.
I love it. I think it's great. I mean, I'm thinking straight away, like spaghetti bolognese, like on a pizza.
But this is not. This is just your tinned, regular, run-of-the-mill spaghetti.
I will not knock tin food.
I was going to say, the structural integrity of the pizza has got to be compromised as well, because you've got a lot of sloppy spaghetti on there. How are you going to get the piece up to your mouth?
Well, that is very true. But I feel like I'm willing to try and work it out.
The taste will override it for you.
Well, hopefully. But I want to know, like, am I right? Should they bring this to Australia? Should Domino's bring this to Australia? I mean, some of the New Zealanders aren't too happy. One person said, I'd rather lick the floor of a bus. And another said, how about officially unadding it from the menu? So they're the comments at Domino's New Zealand.
If you want it yourself, you can put a tin on there. I mean, having had pasta on pizza myself, I'm not a fan. But we do need to get the feeling of the people out there.
Simo from Capel, am I right? Spaghetti does belong on pizza.
That's the most horrible thing I've ever heard.
Yes, mate.
No, but you can't knock it until you tried it. Have you had it?
No, I'm willing to try, but it sounds disgusting.
What about, like, spaghetti bolognese pizza, though?
No, I'm not really a fan of spaghetti bolognese.
What's your favourite pasta?
Macaroni.
Yeah.
Okay, like mac and cheese?
Yeah, I love mac and cheese.
Okay, what about mac and cheese on pizza?
I've tried that before. It's not good.
Oh, nah. So like Jesse.
So you're with me, mate. Like you get two favourite things, put them together and you ruin them both.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so literally what I need to do is get a can of spaghetti bolognese, like a can of spaghetti.
You're going
to
try and make this.
And put it on, you know, a pepperoni pizza and test it out for myself.
Yeah.
Because right now it sounds all amazing.
I don't know. It sounds pretty convincing to me.
Yeah, but he hasn't tried it.
Well,
if you name a place, Jules, and I'll come try it with you.
Okay.
There you go.
Sounds like a plan. I'll provide the tinned spaghetti, eh?
And what, does Simon have to provide the pizza?
No, we'll get hooked up with the pizza.
Simon, thanks for the call, mate.
No worries. See ya.
Dirty before 6:30.
All right, now the adult stories that are just a little bit too adult, so we put them earlier in the show, away from little ears. Now, you know how streaming has just exploded over the past little while? And obviously, I guess cinemas are feeling the pinch a little bit as well, because it's nice.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Nice to watch your movies at home. Where you
absolutely, don't have to worry. Don't have to worry about anyone else in the cinema with you.
Or hey, break whenever you're alone.
Press pause, right?
And so I guess they're coming up with new ways to try and get crowds in. Mm. And there is a cinema over in Switzerland that has decided to come up with a level that is more than gold class.
Okay. Oh. Right?
So you know how gold class have those big puffy armchairs and stuff?
Yeah.
These guys have got one called the VIP bedroom.
Oh, okay. Mm. Right.
Yeah, so it looks like this big, so this bed, and it's reclinable, so it like electronically adjusts and it moves around and everything. And this is all great. Like, it's a great concept. A spot in one of the beds will set you back $73.
Yeah.
Which is pretty, it's a bit more expensive than gold class, but.
Oh, no, I feel like you pay that now with snacks.
Yeah, but this includes free food and drink. So actually.
Okay, the last time I went to the cinemas, it literally set me back $80 for tickets and food alone. So that actually sounds pretty good.
Right, so not so bad. So I'm starting to get on board as I'm going through the story. I'm like, I can see myself doing this.
So essentially it's just like a reclining bed.
It's like those beds you see advertised on daytime TV where they're like buzzing the bed and it moves up and down.
Yeah,
they get in hospitals.
It's in the dirty before 6:30, so I'm just thinking, how many people can jump in this bed?
Well, that's exactly the problem, is that it is a bed, right?
Yeah.
And so people have started to go, yeah, but I've been to a movie theatre before and I know sometimes in the dark people are on dates.
Yeah.
Things go on, right?
Yeah. Imagine trying to set up a date where you were like, oh, we're going to one of these bed ones. You have to lay down in bed with someone and watch a movie.
Exactly. If it was a first date, you'd be pretty bold to be taking them there. But this concern was raised with the operator, and this is my whole problem and as why I couldn't go. The operator's reasoning as to why it's all good is, don't worry, guys. Every time a movie's done, we'll be washing and changing the sheets. And I'm like, guys, the problem that I have is not that the sheets are dirty. Yeah. The problem is that it's happening in the first place.
Oh, Jesse, don't be so jealous.
this is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Have you been in an emergency?
Mm.
Now, this is after I came across that story where there was a Qantas flight going from Bali through to Sydney and there was a bit of a malfunction on the plane, so they had to stop in Broome. And some of the footage that you saw, like, from the people that were on the plane.
Yeah.
I mean, it's scary as hell, right?
Oh, it'd tighten you up real quick.
It would. Do you remember when I first flew over to Perth?
And that's right.
I woke up because I had my headphone, my own headphones in, listening to a podcast. I woke up in the middle of the flight to us getting diverted to Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I thought I jumped on the wrong flight.
Didn't they say we're landing in Melbourne soon or something? And you're like, oh, no.
And even on the little screen in front of me, the plane was flying towards Melbourne. I was like, there was no indication that I had been on a Perth flight at all.
Oh.
Talk about freak out.
We did want to find out your stories as well. If you've been in an emergency, all our calls this morning go into the draw for our MVP prize, $100 voucher, thanks to Optus at Harvey Norman, your mobile phone destination.
Gwen from Busso, what emergency were you in?
I probably would have been about 8 years old. I had to get taken to the local hospital.
Right.
I was in the toilet, and the toilet holders were a little bit old-fashioned when I was a bit younger. So for some reason, I decided to stick my finger through the toilet holder.
Right.
it got stuck. I couldn't get it off.
Oh!
Are you talking about one of the big plastic toilet holders, or...?
No, it was an old-fashioned metal one, so attached to the wall.
With the teeth on the thing to cut the toilet paper off.
Well, yeah, kind of. It's like got a little loop, so where the rod goes through.
Right.
I decided, yeah, to stick my finger through it.
Right.
And now I had to call for my mum to help me out.
Yeah.
It's a bit embarrassing, so I couldn't get my finger out of the rod, the hole, sorry. End up having to detach the whole thing from the wall.
Who did that? Did you have to get emergency services, or was that your mum did it?
I had to get another family member to take it off the wall with my hand still finger attached to it.
Yeah.
And ended up at the hospital.
With it still attached to your finger?
Yeah, it was still attached.
How'd they get it off?
Well, they ended up getting the fireys in, couldn't get it cut it because my finger was pretty close to the metal bits and whatnot. So
yeah. I
ended up getting emergency doctor to put some of the ultrasound cream that they do for.
Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah.
The lube.
Yeah.
Yep, to get it all off with a bit of pain and pulling and whatnot. It ended up coming off, but... Yeah, that's a story I don't live down to this day.
Oh, mate, I mean, they should have just kept it on. You could have been really handy around the place. Like, if anyone runs out of toilet paper, just stick your arm through.
Oh, my God.
You got you covered, mate. No worries.
Yep.
Well, we have put this up on our Facebook, so if you do have a story that you'd love to share, have you been in an emergency, jump on Hit WA.
This is The Catch-Up with Jessie and Jules.
Okay, Jessie, do you watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
I have seen it before, but I'm not an avid watcher.
Have you ever seen a finale of RuPaul's Drag Race where they do it in front of, like, a live audience?
No.
Oh, my God. They are next level. And Dee McCarthy was at RuPaul's Drag Race finale last night, and he joins us right now on the phone. Good morning, babe.
G'day, guys. Look, I've been high-picking, I've been twirling, I've been slaying, I've been sashaying away all morning.
I love it.
RuPaul's Drag Race was so fabulous last night. I'm not going to give you any spoilers. I'm not going to ruin it for you in any way, but I can see the finale is coming up on Stan very soon. And let's just say, as you can imagine, when you get down to the final, you know, group in this level of competition, and these people are so talented,
yep. It
is a mind-blowing experience. I was sitting in front of Frankie Grande, who you may know is Ariana Grande's brother.
Yes.
Mr. Dean McCarthy, and you'll see that he was literally spent the entire show taking selfies with himself. Fair enough. But interestingly, his sister's the one making headlines today. Ariana Grande herself posted a photo on Instagram, and he's now being sued by the paparazzo.
Why?
The photo. He wants $25,000 for the photo he took of her. Even though it's a photo of her, he is suing her.
All right.
That is insane, hey. That's America for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. So he wants $25,000, and the photo got 3.5 million likes. So yeah. I don't know. She's probably just giving
it. Is it still up?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I have to go and check it out. Okay, babe, moving on.
It's not that great.
Okay. Why'd she even repost it? Moving on to everything else that's crazy over in America. Now, this whole college scandal that broke like a couple of months ago, Felicity Huffman actually has pleaded guilty.
She pleaded guilty, and she'll be getting 4 months in jail and $20,000 fine. Now, interestingly, so, you know, what she did, she paid $15,000 to have her daughter basically get extra time on her exam. Okay, that's what she did, and her daughter got, like, twice the amount of time. And so the daughter passed the exam fair and square, but she just had double the amount of time to do it, right?
Right.
So she has an unfair advantage. Felicity broke down in court and said that, you know, her daughter needed extra time. She's always had learning difficulties, and this was how they did it. Even though you can actually apply the correct way and get, you know, proper extra time if you need it, and they can prove it, but she decided to do it like the dodgy way. So she's gone to jail, and she'll be there for 4 months.
Wow.
Crazy.
That is full on. And just quickly before we let you go, Dean, Tiger Woods back in the news again, not for golf this time?
Is he ever in the news for golf anymore?
No, goodness me. So it's been a while since he kind of made those really rough headlines. This one's brutal as well. One of the staff at a restaurant that he owns got drunk after work, left work, and crashed and died on the way home.
Whoa.
Now, the family is suing Tiger because they say that Tiger knew him personally. Tiger knew that he had a drinking problem and that Tiger's team and other staff should not have been letting him drink excessively and then, you know, when he has a drinking problem. So I don't really know what kind of area this is or precedent for this. But, yeah, Tiger Woods being sued by the family.
Well, I do know that over here, like in Australia, you know, if you're an employee, if you're at a work party or whatever, they are responsible for you getting home.
So was it a work party or was he at work?
At work. He finished his shift. and then he
Yeah, so was he...
Right,
yeah.
So he was just drinking on the job.
After the work, yeah. Then he finished his shift. Okay. And it was a restaurant, so then he had a few drinks.
Oh, right, he was having his own little party.
Yeah.
Makes sense now. Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Surely they can't sue Tiger over this.
Yeah, it just does seem a little bit odd.
But it is America.
As is America, yeah, absolutely.
They love suing everyone.
Babe, as long as they're not suing you or us, we'll just report on it. Thanks so much for filling us in, babe.
Bye, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.